Okay, another How to Train Your Dragon holiday special.
Yeah, so yeah. Happy Snoggle Tog, everybody.
Snoggle Tog again. So, in this one, this takes place after the events of, like, you know, the last movie.
Yeah, basically. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
So, Hiccup and Ashley basically got married and got busy and had some kids.
They got busy!
as Syndrome would say. Yeah. And so, unfortunately, their kids seem to... Obviously, they're not grown up with the dragon, so they don't really, you know, have that. And also, one of his daughters effectively got hold of, like, one of the older books that basically said the dragons were evil.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
So she's got that in her mind. So Hiccup comes up with the idea that for the Smuggletoff, basically they decide to, like, do, like, this stage production of, like, you know, talking about the history of, like, between Vikings and the dragons, and they're doing all of that. So, like, they go to, like, the biggest degree to, like, you know, put all this production together. Even Hiccup, like, designs, like, you know, a whole, like, toothless, like, you know, cosplay effectively for himself, you know, to play on stage. So, they end up, you know, doing that, and, you know, the auditions, as you probably imagine, don't go very well, and scripts are obviously all over the place as well. And and also, you know, keep in mind, like, you know, the former king of the Vikings, you know, Hiccup's father is now passed away.
I mean, we knew that because, you know, he did pass away at the end of How to Train Your Dragon 2.
He did, yeah, exactly. And so that causes problems because obviously they don't have him, like, you know, necessarily for, like, and they only have his friend in, you know, in order to do that.
Oh, yeah, Gobber,
keeps getting really upset every time, like, he thinks of.
Yeah, although, if you remember, Fishlegs was in the audition and he was able to portray Ray as stoic because he's able to give him the same voice
and things like that.
And the reason why is because Gerard Butler came back to voice as him, even though it wasn't him.
Exactly, yeah, which I thought was hilarious.
That was really funny. And then Gobber's like, no, I must be the one to do it.
Yeah, so... So, unfortunately, the stage production just goes, you know, not to plan at all. But funny enough, Toothless has said that, you know, he misses his, you know, Hiccup quite a lot. But even though he's a little dragon baby, he doesn't seem to believe, like, what he is. So, they all come up with the decision to basically fly over to, you know, to Burke. And they just come at the very same time that, you know, they're about to put the production together. And so, you know, they get to basically, him and their kids get to learn about what's going on. Unfortunately, at the time, basically the whole production, you know, set literally, you know, goes up in flames
again
and so Toothless goes to save Hiccup and then, you know, appears in the production as well, you know, even though it's not really, like, you know, where people don't actually see him, anything like that. He basically just he's behind the, you know, all the ashes and stuff. So but then, you know, his daughter's, you know, Hiccup's daughter sneaks backstage, actually sees Toothless, and then all of a sudden, oh wow, she, like, you know, she believes that dragons are friendly now, because obviously she saw him, like, save his dad and also, you know, save the production too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, you know, very simple setup, at least in my opinion, and they put in what I think is, you know, a lot of heart into this, especially after, like, you know, you'd think that How to Train Your Dragon at this point was to start to, like, you know, get a bit tired, but no, I mean, like, they still managed to put in, like, you know, really wonderful things into it, especially into, like, even the Christmas specials too.
Yeah, I do agree, and the fact that we were able to get a follow-up after How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, where we got to see the epilogue of Hiccup marrying Astrid and then having two kids of their own, and then afterwards the story just ends, so we didn't get to see a full follow-up afterwards. This is the closest thing that we will get to see of a full follow-up of How to Train Your Dragon, because we're not going to get any other sequels, and as far as I know, the recent How to Train Your Dragon animated series takes place in the present time, where it focuses on the descendant of Hiccup and Astrid. So yeah, they continue on with the story legacy, but we don't get to focus on the main characters ever again. So again, this is probably the only chance we'll get to see them.
You know, like, I look at like that and think, you know, did they take inspiration from Legend of Korra to, like, you know, put it into the present day from doing that? Do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, like it does feel like that, doesn't it?
Hmm.
So, anyway, like, I mean, if the current, you know, animated TV series isn't going to be your thing, I mean, like, at least this holiday special, at least, you know, is a good follow up to Hidden World.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that they were able to have a much more refined celebration of Snoggletog is actually really nice, especially when they were trying to figure themselves out in the first Christmas special. And also, it's a Christmas pageant, so that's actually a really great tradition that we would get, where we get to see Christmas plays, whether it be with the Nutcracker, or here in the UK, I just learned about that, you guys do pantomime, so that's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah, but, so, I mean, this one, I would definitely say check out, because, I mean, like, if you're a big fan of all the Hail to Stranger Dragon movies, and you're a fan of, like, you know, the holiday specials that DreamWorks put on, I think this is one of the best ones.
I do agree, yeah. And I also really like the fact that Hiccup doesn't necessarily see Toothless and have a full reuniting moment. I mean, Toothless kind of does.
Well, he does when, obviously, in the credits.
Yeah, in the credits, yes. But, like, in the special itself, when, you know, Hiccup is in the Toothless costume, and then Toothless recognizes Hiccup, and then he starts, like, being really, really happy to see him. And then Hiccup just kind of, like, is thinking, oh, you know, the pageant went really, really well, and, you know, my kids are not afraid of dragons, and they think of them as really cool. And so he thinks that he did the job really well, but in reality, just when he realizes toward the end, in which when the food that he laid out for Toothless and his family, that it was gone, that then he sees Toothless and his family flying up into the sky, and that's when they have that really touching moment together. So I thought that that was really sweet.
Cool. Okay, so, I mean, my final word on this is that, you know, it's a really good Christmas special, and definitely good How to Train Your Dragon special as well, so check it out.
Yeah, so, I mean, the question begs is that, which one did we think was better out of the How to Train Your Dragon Christmas specials?
Dare I say this one?
I do agree, yeah.
Cool, okay, check it out.
All right, check it out.